Okay, so I did an experiment tonight where I tried to write a piece while listening to music loudly. It's something I've never done before, and I wanted to try it because I had been unable to listen to music for nearly a decade due to the overwhelming emotions it would evoke in me that I couldn't handle. And I just recently, within the last about 5 months, started listening to music again and am sort of like a starving person at an all-you-can-eat buffet. I just sort of can't get enough. So I wrote this piece while listening to music, and it's the first time I've ever written. I turned it out in about 3 minutes, so it probably sucks, but I'm going to read it for you. It's called The Silence Goes to War. When I hear these voices, like they're not even of this earth, it does something to my soul. Almost like a brand burned in so deeply it burns red, hot, then black and scarred, but never to be lost or dropped out of conscious. Oh, a wish? To be just a stream of thought, without these bonds of physical pain, problematic skin and bone. Privileged. Odd to try and shift my perception that way. The spirits who float by keep whispering that to me. But they don't have the recall, I don't suppose. They likely don't have on the tip of their mind the agony and tearing, ripping seams inside of them. This noise, it evokes an ocean on top of a canyon more than can be held. It leaks out every crack like light seeping out of the shredded part, wounded and bleeding on everything. It touches something so far back, so deeply antiquated, it can't be attributed to this life. Often when the bleeding wouldn't stop, the noise would, and it was silenced for a million moments, each one more hellish, piled on hurt upon hurt, until it was numb, perfectly unfeeling. Then memory that nothing is ever perfect, and with that slap of recall, every tiny shred, crack, piece, and part came rushing in to break and fracture anything left of my sane parts, to shatter and break, to twist and tear, to ruin and destroy. That's it. That's my reading tonight. Hope you're having a fantabulous day. Good night.